Section 51. Thou dost witness, O my God, how he who is thy splendour calleth thee to remembrance, notwithstanding the manifold troubles that have touched him, troubles which none except thee can number. Thou beholdest how in his prison house he recounteth thy wondrous praises with which thou didst inspire him. Such is his fervour that his enemies are powerless to deter him from mentioning thee, O thou who art the possessor of all names. Praised be thou that thou hast so strengthened him with thy strength, and endowed him by thine almighty power with such potency that all save thee is in his estimation but a handful of dust. The lights of unfading splendour have so enveloped him that all else but thee is in his eyes but a shadow. And when thine irresistible summons reached me, I arose, fortified by thy strength, and called all that are in thy heaven and all that are on thy earth to turn in the direction of thy favours and the horizon of thy bounties. Some cavilled at me and determined to hurt me and slay me. Others drank to the full of the wine of thy grace and hastened towards the habitation of thy throne. I beseech thee, O thou who art the creator of earth and heaven and the source of all things, to attract thy servants through the fragrances of the robe of thine inspiration and thy revelation, and to help them attain the tabernacle of thy behest and power. From eternity thou wert by thy transcendent might supreme over all things, and thou wilt be exalted unto eternity in thy Godhead and surpassing sovereignty. Let thy mercy then be upon thy servants and thy creatures. Thou art in truth the Almighty, the Inaccessible, the All-Glorious, the Unconditioned.